to LA, kind of, like, in a way. Like, because how that shit happened, like, I don't know. I feel like that shit had a lot of influence into the one that with in LA. Because they just killed that shit, grilled that shit.
They definitely did. A historic graffiti monument. Incredible. Now, Bebo, I'd like to talk about today's era, where you're definitely making the name for yourself. Can you please tell us about your feelings on graffiti culture in 2024? What are the differences, or what do you see in 2024 as opposed to the late 90s when you were beginning your run?
The difference is social media, man. Like, it's really a different game now. Like, you don't really got to get up all crazy all around the city to really be known. You just got to do some cool shit and post it. Like, to be honest, like, I felt like the past, like, years of my graffiti, it's only the 5 years that I didn't even really go out there throughout the city like that I got noticed. But before, I felt like I was all around the city, tagging on everything I fucking can and shit. I got no recognition. You know, I got little pictures here and there and shout outs here and there. But like now it's like I hit one good spot, someone posts it, it's over. Like, it's all social media. Yeah. So yeah, I feel like it's really different in that sense, because like, you really don't really got to be killing it like that really in the streets to be known like that. You just got to do some cool shit and put it in the right hands.
You're definitely one of the writers putting it out on the streets, killing the streets, the freeways, all of Los Angeles. Are there any other writers in this era that you enjoy seeing on the streets while you're out writing?
I love seeing old heads come back. I love that shit. It's like, oh shit, you still doing that? I remember seeing you when I was growing up. And like, people that are still doing it, I shout out to them, man. Yeah.
You've had a long career. Can you please name some of the female writers in Los Angeles that you've seen throughout the years? Do any come to mind?
Let's see. Not at the top of my head. But like all the old school ones? Yeah. Hell yeah. Spunna. Mm. Spunna, man. Shout out her, man. She's still sick, man. Back then, I didn't even know it was a girl. Like, she had a style that was, like, sick. Like, Block. Like, she would get up in MODOK. MODOK, like, it was somebody I saw growing up. And, like, their style is sick. Shout out Spunna, man. She's, like, one of the girls that, or a woman that kills it, like, still to this day.
Up to this point in your career, who would you say has been your biggest influence in graffiti? Has there been any writer who you've just followed their career that inspired you to maybe be better than or just as good?
Not really. Like, I take what I like from all the artists. Like, even if I don't like you, but I'm going to take something from you.
Up to this point, what do you feel has been your biggest accomplishment in graffiti?
The connections and the opportunities, man. Like, they're coming in.
What's been the toughest part for you coming up in Los Angeles graffiti culture and trying to make a name for yourself?
Oh, say that again?
What's been the most difficult part of coming up in Los Angeles graffiti culture and trying to make a name for yourself?
The cost of living. Everything's expensive. Like, housing, fucking, like, just everyday life. Like, while trying to do this shit that you like doing and trying to break free from all that shit. I think that's...
Do you wish you could have done anything different in your graffiti career? What would you change?
I wish I would have made better choices as a young kid. Like, I wish I would have fucking learned different things to help me now at a young age, so I don't have to struggle as much. And know that it's going to get me to a certain spot if I don't do it. Yeah.
What's the most important lesson you've learned in graffiti?
Just do you, I guess.